ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds. Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer George Katsourilos is back this week. We're taking your comments and questions via telephone 312-332-3776 about the values of your collectibles. Can be sports, pop culture, or political items. If you think you have an item that's valuable, give us a call and we'll try to give you the best estimate we can of what your item might sell for in a current auction. You can also tweet me a question at @TCrownTom. We've got a two or three things on Twitter already. And if we do use those on the show, you will get in the drawing. This week, we're giving away a box of 2014 Panini Prestige football. So it's a good prize this week, Vince. Vince is back with us this week. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions. You got the auction starting July 28th, running through August 7th. I've got some... I was looking at your stuff, Bill. You really do have some neat stuff going in this August auction.
Oh, yeah. I'm amazed at the stuff we've gathered through this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Paul McCartney just played at the United Center. I think it was July 9th earlier this week. And the Beatles are highlighted on that 60s show on CNN. And you guys have in the Huggins and Scott late July into early August auction have a Beatles autograph piece from the February 9th, 1964 Ed Sullivan show.
We have a big show for you tonight.
Yes, we do. And I've been working on my Ed Sullivan impression, actually, and it sounds kind of...
We have a big show for you tonight.
There, what do you think?
Pretty good.
Almost
Tom.
Exactly
Very
like
good.
Him, isn't it?
Yes.
If anybody can beat that impression, you'll be two tickets in the drawing, okay, Vince? Well, so somebody does a really big show with Ed Sullivan, and it's a good one, they'll get two tickets in the drawing.
We're going to have a lot of people with two tickets here.
So the Beatles autograph piece from the Ed Sullivan show, that's going to go for some bucks, Bill.
Oh, yeah. So the guy, it's actually autographed on the back of a picture of the kid or of the gentleman who gave it to me when he was a kid. That was the only thing that his father, who was the hairdresser for the Beatles that night, he was part of the, I guess, the union that would make up hair for the people who were on TV. And it, the whole lot also comes with his union card, which expires December 31st, 1964.
Oh, very cool.
And the only thing he had to sign was he had in his wallet was a picture of his kid. So he said, that's on the back of the picture of the four autographs. And he said the letter from his mother and all talks about how he thought their haircuts were hideous, but that's the way you want them. That's the way I'm going to cut them.
Yeah, they were showing a press conference when the Beatles came into New York for that show, and the guys from the press were really ripping on him about stuff like that. You could tell they thought they were just kind of no-talent bums with dumb haircuts and stuff. And the Beatles had really good replies to him, you know, like kind of not really...
Tongue-in-cheek, a little sarcastic,
yeah, right,
you know.
And it was really good the way they handled it, actually.
That's amazing. At 72 years old, Paul McCartney can still play like he played when he was younger. It's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't go to the United Center and see it, but the reviews of it where it sounded like it was just great, like a three-hour show, and he's still rolling. It's pretty amazing. And now Ed Sullivan, apparently from watching that 60s show, apparently, he saw the Beatles at an airport somewhere, and there he couldn't believe how nuts everybody was going about over him.
And he was actually reluctant to bring him onto the show, and then his buddy Sid Bernstein kind of, you know, convinced him to bring him on, and so he did, and the rest is history.
Yeah, he didn't even know who they were when he's like, well, what's all the ruckus? Who are these guys? Yep. And then, boy, that was sure huge.
Yeah, Sid Bernstein, yep.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and he thanked Sid, you know, forever.
Okay.
Helping him bring the Beatles onto the show.
Oh, yeah, yep. Very cool. Yeah, I'll tell you that, Ed Sullivan.
We have a big show for you tonight.
Okay, we got some phone callers here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of 2014 Panini Prestige Football to one caller, or if you tweet me a question at T Crown Tom, you can't send me a direct message on Twitter because I won't be checking those. But if you tweet a picture of an item at T Crown Tom, you'll get in the drawing. Here's Game Day Authentic wants to know a value on a K-Line stat jersey. Signed in person at a show a few years ago, full name and 10 inscriptions with like career homers, career batting average, stuff like that. Bill Huggins, does that help much when statistics are put on an item like that on a jersey?
Well, some people like it, some don't. You know, it's sort of a personal preference type thing. Some people actually, you know, I'm sure this is not a game-worn jersey of his.
No.
Just a made-up jersey. Those are made for signing, and I don't know, I guess the more the merrier, you know, the more inscriptions, the bigger display it will make.
Yeah.
But it certainly adds value.
Yeah, so this might be maybe $200-$300 for a K-Line stat jersey, replica jersey.
I would say with all those inscriptions, at least that.
Yeah. John Storm sent through Twitter one for tomorrow's show. He sent it last night. A garage sale find for $1. A belt buckle given only to the press, and it's a 79th annual winter meeting for baseball belt buckle. I looked them up. I think it's probably only a $10 to $20 item, but for $1, I'll give you two there, John.
What year was that? What year was that 79th meeting?
I don't know. I really don't know. It doesn't look like it's, I don't know. I don't know when they started doing those. 79th annual. I thought, that's a lot.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So I don't know when they started doing the winter meetings, but that seems like a long time. I don't know. Okay, Mike from Naperville's on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Good.
I have a one-of-one cut signature out of Leaf Masterpiece of Elmer Flick.
Elmer Flick. Now, there's a name you don't hear very often. Can you give us a little rundown about what Elmer Flick is famous for?
No.
Okay, maybe Vince can find something
I'll see
on
what
him.
I could do.
Elmer, he's the oldest guy ever elected to the Hall of Fame.
Is that right?
Wow.
Sandy Koufax is the youngest, and Elmer Flick's the oldest.
Okay, when did Elmer Flick play? I'm not familiar with old Elmer.
Oh, early 1900s.
Okay.
He made his debut on May 2nd, 1898 for the Philadelphia Phillies. And he retired his last game July 4th, 1910 with the Cleveland Naps.
Does it show when he passed away?
He passed away at the age of 94 in 1971.
1971. And you have a one-of-one cut of old Elmer there, Mike?
Yes.
I would think that might be pretty good. Have you had anything of him, Bill?
Very little. I mean, there's not a lot of autographs of him out there. That could be, you know, at least $1,000, I'm guessing, if not several.
Oh, man. So, Mike, that might be a Huggins and Scott auction item.
Great.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
Boy, that's not bad for somebody 2 minutes ago I never heard of, and now it's something that could be over a grand. That's not too bad. Elmer Flick, you learn something every day,
Vince.
Absolutely. Vince, I'll tell you.
A lifetime batting average, .315.
Wow.
Yep.
Not bad. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. You get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of 2014 Panini Prestige Football. Just give us a question about the value of an item. Could be sports, pop culture, political item, whatever you have. You think it might be valuable, give us a call. And I got an email from a guy, Steve from Wheaton. So I guess we'll include this in here also. He sent me a picture of an old Spalding baseball glove that he got as a kid around 1970 when he grew up in Detroit. It's definitely not in great shape, but it says autographed Wayne Causey on the palm in 1177, dark brown leather. Now, Bill, how would somebody, if, without a letter from a player, how would somebody, is there a way somebody could tell that a glove is game used by a major league player, or do you have to just have something along with it?
Well, and you're right. I mean, it's very hard to prove that. I mean, the other thing that a lot of the authenticators use these days is photo matching. You know, if you've got, there's enough photos out there of these guys when they played, and you can, with the technology, they zoom in and see little cuts or little markings on ball, on gloves and uniforms and bats to determine, yep, there it is right there, you know.
So I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay, going back to the Huggins and Scott auction, it runs from July 28th to August 7th. Our guy with the 1949 Vita Vision 3D glass plate point of sale ad featuring Bill Veeck with a great picture from the 40s of Bill Veeck to show you what a stud he was at that young age. That's going to be running in the July 28th to August 7th Huggins and Scott auction. That'll be interesting to see what that goes for. We'll have to follow along with that one online. And
yeah, that was a gentleman brought that in, Lee Campbell. He actually called the show, I believe.
Yeah, right. That should be interesting. Yeah. So you're going to have that on display at the National in Cleveland, correct?
And some all lit up and ready to go.
And some other stuff there, and you're going to have Josh take a picture that I can put up on Twitter of your display? Very good.
We saw that in your shop, didn't we, that Bill Veeck light? That was very cool.
Yeah,
very
that was cool neat. Looking. He brought it in to show us. It's neat. Mike from Antioch's on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Yeah, I just have a bunch of 8x10 signed pictures with certificates of authenticity of some hockey players. I've got Bobby Orr when he's flying through the air scoring that goal.
Oh, I like that shot. That's a great shot.
I got Bobby Hall as he's being escorted off the ice with some blood running down his face.
Okay, that's a good one, too.
I got one a couple days later. It might be the team photo where he's got his home white jersey with his hair slicked back, looking all dapper, but he's got a big black shiner on his eye. I've got one of his brother Dennis. I've got
you have a Gretzky? Nikita.
I do have a Gretzky, yes.
How many total photos?
I got like 10. I mean, I got some like a Tony Amani. A lot of them are Chicago players. Tony Amani, Dennis Savard, Tony Esposito.
Now, Bill Huggins, do you think that would be a lot that would be worth putting in a Huggins auction? A hockey 8x10 signed lot?
Yes. I mean, we've done that all the time. We'll put groups of photos, groups of balls, groups of pucks, groups of bats, you know.
Yeah,
that type of thing, and it appeals to lots of different people.
Yeah, with Gretzky and Orr and Bobby Hull, that's a nice lot there, Mike. I would think that's got to be, I don't know, that probably well over 500. It'd be interesting to see what it would do in an auction, because that's some good guys. How do you have them authenticated?
Well, actually, I worked as a therapist, physical therapist. And a patient, it was her brother's, and I told her that I loved hockey, and she's like, all right, I'll just give these to you. So they just have, like, certificates of authenticity with all of them.
Yeah, I wonder who the certificates are from. That would make a difference.
I don't even know. I don't know if he ordered them online from some. I don't know where he ordered. I honestly don't know.
Do you have them framed, Mike?
No, they're all in, like, their original packaging, though. They're all in mint condition.
Well, if you're going to send them to Huggins and Scott, it's better that they're not framed, right, Bill? Because it's just for shipping, it's easier. And...
Oh, yeah, frames are not good in the mail.
Yeah, that's right. It's heavy and can cost a lot to ship them. Before we go to the break here, we've got Ben from Cleveland, Ohio on the line. So to save the phone, Bill, let's get you right on here. Ben, what do you have?
Well, I have an awesome item I think can bring a lot at auction. It's actually a signed LeBron James jersey. The problem is that I lit it on fire after he left. So it's just a box of the ashes.
Okay. So the ashes of a burned Cleveland LeBron jersey. That's pretty good, Ben. So you don't actually live in Cleveland then?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I was going to see if they were dancing in the streets all weekend. That's a pretty good call. Ben from Cleveland, Ohio, will not be in the drawing, Vince. Well, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of 2014 Panini Prestige Football. Real good quarterback class in this year's football draft, which is where the money is in football. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, with a question about the value of an item you might have, and you'll get in the drawing. And we're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins July 28th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Scott Paddock here, president of Chicagoland Speedway and Route 66 Raceway. My friends at Batteries Plus Bulbs want you to win a four-pack of tickets for the September 14th NASCAR Sprint Cup race. Stop by their tent at Route 66 Raceway or visit any of the 19 area Batteries Plus Bulbs locations to register to win. Batteries Plus Bulbs carries over 30,000 batteries and 10,000 light bulbs. Batteries for cars, boats, motorcycles, laptops, cell phones, tools, and the new energy-efficient LED and CFL bulbs everyone needs. Batteries Plus Bulbs, let's go racing.
More than 3,000 slot machines and your favorite table games.
For excitement.
Unforgettable dining, from steaks to seafood.
For delight.
415 luxurious hotel rooms and world-class concerts.
For enjoyment.
It's Four Winds Casinos in beautiful Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos. New Buffalo, Hartford, and Dowagiac in Southwest Michigan. Must be 21. Please play responsibly.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, 312-332-3776, and you'll get in a drawing for a 2014 Panini Prestige football box. You can also tweet me a question at TCrownTom. I've got a few of those to get to here, and if I use them on the air, you'll get in a drawing that way. Huggins & Scott, if you go to HugginsAndScott.com, they've got some great items going in their July 28th through August 7th auction. You can get the catalog. There's also some items that are internet only, but you can see them all on the internet at HugginsAndScott.com. They'll be adding more as it gets closer to the auction. Bill, I see you have one of those 1869 Peck and Snyder Cincinnati Red Stockings small team cards graded SGC 10. So that was the first baseball card produced, I guess.
That's kind of what everybody is calling the first baseball card, you know. So, yeah, I mean, God, there can't be much before that.
1869. It's not bad if you're getting into collecting that you got that history behind you, that people have been doing cards for all that time. I would imagine that would go for some pretty good bucks.
I think the estimate on that is roughly, from what everybody's told me, $20,000 to $30,000.
Wow, man, that's more than I would have figured. That's
and
cool.
The guy who consigned it found it in a book at his grandmother's house.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's cool. Then you got it. Here's kind of a neat thing. The number one PSA-graded 1974 Topps baseball set with all kinds of extras like updates. There's 564 PSA 10s in this group. That's kind of incredible that you could even get that many 10s on 1974 baseball cards.
Well, the gentleman who could sign that has told me, and we kind of looked it up, if you gathered up all the rest of the 74s in the world that have been graded, you won't even come close to this set.
Yeah, I would. That sounds about right. Now, can you even give an estimate of what this group might go for?
Oh gosh, I mean, I've got to say it could approach $100,000.
Wow, from 1974 Topps baseball cards.
Yeah,
I remember when I first opened up in the late '80s. That at the time, people were looking at 70s cards like, oh, they're a bunch of junk, overproduced junk. And, you know, now they're saying that about the 80s and 90s. And a lot of that, I think they really, late 80s into the early 90s, really made more than any other time probably ever. But it just goes to show, after a period of time, if you have the right stuff and in good enough condition, having these conditions on 74, all those PSA 10s, that's just incredible. The Riverview guy's on the line. What do you have there, Riverview guy?
Ed Sullivan, Ed Sullivan. We're going to be on Ed Sullivan.
Okay, I take it you were a fan.
Oh, yeah, I remember Ed Sullivan. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, way back now, Tom.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got an 8-inch Shaquille O'Neal in an Orlando Magic uniform. It's like a toy you put together. He's hanging on the rim of a basket. And, yeah, when did he ever dunk? And it's signed on the base by Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, sign on the base, huh? I would think that probably a couple $100s, wouldn't you think, Bill?
They're doing
the
box,
I would say at least that.
Oh, it's in the original box?
Yes, it is.
Who manufactured that?
I don't recall.
Okay. Yeah. Now, would that be a Huggins item?
Well, yes.
That,
sure.
Give that a shot in a Huggins and Scott auction. I would think that would be interesting to see what that does. You know, I was looking at all-time stats for NBA players. We were talking about where Larry Bird would rank. I pulled a nice Larry Bird autograph yesterday out of Innovation. And Larry Bird's a top 20 guy, no matter what. If you look at player efficiency rankings and like their wins against replacement type things, he's in the top 20. But Shaq, really, he was way up there. He really was a dominant center. I mean, he's one of the top centers in history, without a doubt. Armin from Westmont is on the line. What do you have today, Armin? Thanks for calling.
Yes, I've got a Luke Appling autographed ball from the 1950s.
Luke Appling single sign ball?
Yes.
I don't think he was that tough of a signer, was he, Bill?
No, he was a very nice guy, and he lived quite a long time. I mean, I remember he hit the first home run in the Cracker Jack Old Timers game.
Yeah, I remember seeing the highlight of that. He hit one out. Yeah. Wasn't he about 70 years old when he did that?
He may have been 70 or 80. Yeah.
Old aches and pains.
Yeah, yeah, old aches and pains, that's right. It's a neat item, probably not more than 100, don't you think? I mean,
oh, yeah, 100, 150 or more, yeah, depending on, you know, the signature and all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Here's a couple items on Twitter. Now, here's something, Vince, look this up and see if you can find anything on eBay of Chris Bryant. Corey from Twitter has a Chris Bryant Leaf Trinity 2013 pure glass autograph card. So I have a Solaire like this, actually. It's numbered to 10. So if there's anything from Leaf Trinity 2013, a Chris Bryant signed and numbered to 10, I would think
it popped right up, actually.
Okay.
Somebody's asking $395.
Yeah,
buy it now or best offer. No offers listed here.
I would think my thought was it's got to be at least $300 for that card.
Yep.
He is so hot. He's kicking butt in the minors, too. He looks like the Cubs got a winner with him, without a doubt. Here's another one. Phil from Highland, Indiana. This is his third tweet. He's a regular tweeter. He's got 1991 game ball signed by Bulls and Phil Jackson with Jordan on the sweet spot. No COA, SIGs all in person. So that's a really good ball. What do you think the charge would be from, like, JSA to authenticate those autographs, Bill?
You're talking about a team-signed basketball?
It's a team-signed basketball with Phil Jackson and Jordan, the 1991, the first championship team.
I want to say JSA's fee on that is somewhere around $150.
Okay, that wouldn't be too bad because I think that ball, I'd like to have that ball, and I think it could go to $2,000 in an auction, to be honest with you. I'd be willing to probably pay maybe $1,000 or so because I know... But I like that. I'm still doing, I changed my collection a little bit, and I'm still doing Chicago Hall of Famers and Bulls stuff. That would be a great ball to have, actually, all signed in person. I like that, Phil. That's a good item. So, Bill Huggins, you would definitely take that in a Huggins and Scott auction, wouldn't you?
Oh, all day long. And I think we've had a couple of older Bulls balls. I don't know if we've had one from that specific year, but... I know we've had other team-signed Bulls balls with Jordan and Pippen and Rodman and all that.
Yeah, very cool. Now, here's a guy. I was always a fan of this player when I first started watching the NFL. Huggins and Scott in their August auction has a Sonny Jurgensen 1966 game-worn Washington Redskins home jersey. Sonny Jurgensen's a Hall of Famer. He was really a good quarterback. I think he was kind of similar to Johnny Manziel, that he didn't mind staying out. Like, wasn't that kind of the deal with him, or the rumors were that Sonny liked to party up a little bit, Bill?
Oh, yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, that jersey, Friday night, I'm at the Chantilly Show in Virginia this weekend, and Friday night, Sonny was here signing autographs, and the person who consigned this jersey to us was a young lady who used to date Otto Graham's son, Dewey Graham, back in the 60s. And while she was going to Maryland, she played softball for Maryland. And she was over at Dewey's house, I guess, her apartment, and said, I need a practice jersey for softball. And Dewey opens up his closet. There's all these Redskins jerseys and stuff that I guess he got from and she picked number 9, because that was her number.
Oh, cool.
So we drafted this letter that said, this was my jersey, da-da-da-da-da, and left a place for Sonny to sign it. So, and we told the whole story, and Friday night we walked in the back room there with Sonny there and had the jersey and the letter, and he sat down and he looked at the jersey, and then he read the letter, and he just reached over and said, give me a pen. I'll sign it.
Oh, that's great providence on that, Ben.
Yeah.
Wow, if you're a Sonny Jurgensen fan, that's great.
You know, he's still
alive. Yeah, I didn't get him to sign the jersey because we just want to leave the jersey original.
That's probably better, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to have a Sharpie signature on this thing, it would just look totally out of place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still covering the Washington Redskins on radio. So he's still on radio.
Oh, that's cool.
Still doing it.
Yeah, very nice. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It can be political, sports, pop culture, whatever. Just give us a call at 312-332-3776. Or you can tweet me a question at TCrownTom. But I'm seeing these direct messages popping up and then they go away when somebody sends one. Don't give me a direct message. Put it to @TCrownTom on Twitter so everybody can see it and try to include a picture with it, which makes it all the better. Now, also, I was watching the other day a summer league game between the Bucks and the Cavs. And it was kind of interesting because you had the first two picks in the draft in a summer league game. It was Jabari and Wiggins, and I tuned in to watch those two. Both very impressive. It looked like Jabari had lost some weight, and he was really moved. For his height, he's really coordinated, really moving well. That kind of baby fat look that he had before, that's pretty much gone. He's looking like he's going to be really good.
And he's working really, really hard, and he wants to be in Milwaukee. And he even came out and said, I want to stay with Milwaukee for the rest of my career.
I like it, yeah.
I like that attitude.
I like his attitude, too. He seems like he's got that hard-working mentality.
Yes.
But what was surprising in watching the game if any of you out there have any Anthony Bennett cards from last year and you're like, oh, this guy, the first overall pick, and he's a bust, he looks like, apparently he had some physical problems where he had a shoulder problem and some type of sleep disorder that they've taken care of both of them. And his energy, he was all over the place, and he made a couple of dunks where he looked like an absolute beast. So I know I've got a couple things of his. I was thinking of looking for some more stuff of him, actually. His stuff's not that expensive for a number one pick, but I think Cleveland, if they do keep him, if they don't trade him in a deal for Kevin Love, I think they're going to be happy with him. I have a feeling he's going to help them this
year.
And
with James coming back, I think they're instant contenders. I really feel
Instant contenders. Because they got Kyrie. They just signed him to an extension. I don't think their defense is going to be anywhere near what the Heat defense was, and that was a big part of what made the Heat win in the playoffs. But if you're a really good athlete and you really want to be, you can be a good defender. You just have to really want to do it.
Got to put the effort in. So Cleveland's rocking. I mean, with Manziel and LeBron, LeBron back at the National next week in Cleveland, where Bill's going to be.
Oh, that's right. I bet that'll help the turnout at the National. I didn't even think of that. Don't you think, Bill, that the town of Cleveland, the city of Cleveland, has to be really excited? I would think more of them would be going for the collectibles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was asking some of the guys here who do the autograph guests at this show, I mean, is there any chance or is anybody even trying remotely to get either Johnny Manziel or LeBron James to appear at the National, you know?
Oh, boy, that would be something if they could.
I think it may just be too chaotic, though, for that, you know.
Yeah, right. The entire place would just whip over there. And, yeah, that probably wouldn't be that great for the vendors that day. Here's some other good stuff in the late July Huggins and Scott auction. You have some great cards in there. Here's a 1915 E145 Cracker Jack card number 30 Ty Cobb graded PSA 5. That's a good grade for a Cracker Jack.
Oh yeah, that's the 1915 version, not the 14 version, and that's probably a $8,000 to $12,000 card.
Wow, nice. And then you've got another biggie. You've had some Mickey Mantle 1952 Topps rookies in your recent auctions, but you haven't had any as nice as this PSA 5 you've got in there.
Yeah, that'll be 20 to 25 at least.
Man, you guys really did get some great stuff. That's going to be fun watching that auction when it's going on. Now, here's a couple more things on Twitter. Dejan, D-E-J-A-N, sent a picture of a Chris Bryant. Looks like it's a Bowman. Wow. Man, this looks like a gold refractor autograph. Said he just got it yesterday. I wonder if that was a redemption that they returned to him. Let's see. I don't see what it's numbered to. He didn't put that on there. But if that's numbered to 50, have any of those been on? Vince, look for Bowman Gold Refractor. I think some of those have been like a couple grand for that card of Chris Bryant. That's out of the 2014 Bowman. And shows him in it's a Cubs uniform, must be a Cubs minor league uniform or else spring training, maybe.
It's Gold Refractor Auto, right?
Yeah.
Is it serial numbered?
You know, it must be, but it's not on the front, and he didn't put it on his tweet, so I can't tell for sure. But see if you see anything. The best, do high to low on Chris Bryant. See what his highest Bowman 2014's have been going for. That's got to be pretty good.
I'll take a look.
And then Dennis from Twitter sent this. Oh, well, this isn't an item. He said CBS interviewed Babe Ruth's daughter yesterday. Did you see it? She's 97 years old. Wow. Didn't she throw out the first pitch at Wrigley earlier this year?
I think she did. Yep.
Wow, 97 years old. That's something. There's no value in that if you saw it, but that's pretty interesting. Jack from Lincolnwood's on the line. What do you have there, Jack?
Hello,
Jack. What do you have? Yeah.
Well, I have my grandfather was a pro referee for the Chicago Bears, so I have several things from him. But the thing that I'm most interested in finding out was he had a leather-bound book series from Hinckley and Schmidt that had Duke Slater.
Hey, Jack, can you wait? We're coming up to a break here. This is going to take a little longer than I thought. So hey, if you can hang on there, we'll get you back on after the break. We'll be back. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. So hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
After a McCafe coffee and hearty McDonald's breakfast, I will carpe this diem like no diem's been carpe'd before. Give 100%? Heck, I'll give 200%. Win-win, I will win-win-win.
Roger, could you unjam the copier?
Unjam it? I will build you a new copier.
Get your morning going with two McDonald's biscuit sandwiches for $4. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on menu board.
Hey, why don't you take the day off, sneak out, hop in your Ferrari, and play hooky for a day? Oh, wait, you don't have a Ferrari. Yet. Come to Horseshoe Casino on July 26th, and you could drive off with a Corsa Red F430 Spider Ferrari. Horseshoe Casino is celebrating Chicago all month with a Ride the Rail sweepstakes. And one lucky gambler is going to win a Ferrari. Every day through August 1st, you could win your share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. But if you want to drive home that Ferrari, you've got to be at the Horseshoe Casino between 2 and 7:45 p.m. on the 26th. Swipe your total rewards card at any promotional kiosk. The more you gamble, the more chances to win. Every hour, you'll have a chance to make it into the grand finale, where 10 finalists will be given custom license plates. You could be holding the one that belongs to the Ferrari, and your night just became legendary. Come to the Ride the Rail sweepstakes at the Horseshoe Casino for the ride of your life. Must be 21 years or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
If you've purchased a home, are looking to purchase, or have refinanced in the last 36 months, you need to listen to this message. What if I told you I can lower your mortgage payment for free? I mean, absolutely zero cost. What if I can reduce or totally eliminate the mortgage insurance you are paying, which means more money in your pocket? What if I can get you an approval instead of being declined because you didn't meet the big bank guidelines? And instead of renting, you can be moving into the house of your dreams. These are a lot of what-ifs, right? Well, the bottom line is those what-ifs can be a reality. For more information or simply take advantage of our offer, call us at 1-888-402-6097. If you want to save money or own a home, you must be proactive. Just call us and we'll do the rest of the work. Call us today at 1-888-402-6097. That's 1-888-402-6097.
Marketplace Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee, number 169740.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your comments and questions about your collectibles. Can be sports, pop culture, political items, whatever you have. If you think you have something valuable, you want to know what we think it might go in a current auction, or you just want to brag about it, give us a call, 312-332-3776, and you'll get in a drawing. We're giving away this week a 2014 Panini Prestige football box. You know, talking about LeBron going to Cleveland, I think that's going to help the value of his cards and collectibles, because think back to how negative everybody was when he went to Miami the way he did it.
Yep.
The turnaround now, the response, like on Twitter or whatever, is so turned around, so big. I would think it's got to help his collectibles. Don't you think also, Bill, that you could see that happening?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, all his rookie cards are with Cleveland, and now he's back with
yeah.
the
guys who didn't burn them, like that guy who called up, they're going to be happy because they're better. Now, let's get back to Jack from Lincolnwood. Can you tell us real quick, Jack, what the best thing that you have is?
Well, like I said, this is a leather-bound series, 8 books. Hinckley & Schmidt was the publisher in 1959, and it has one book is about Red Grange, one book is about the Gipper, one book is about Duke Slater, one book is about Jim Thorpe, one book is about Eckersall of Chicago. And I've got Red Grange's signatures in several books. I have Duke Slater's signatures in several books. I also have, actually, Mayor Daley, the old Mayor Daley signature in one of the books. I don't know what those signatures are worth or the books. I've never seen the books. They're in mint condition. They're beautiful books. They're hard bound, and they're the stories of each of the athletes, I guess.
What do you think, Bill Huggins, on the value of that collection? Without seeing them, can you give them an idea?
Well, Jack, it's really hard without seeing them to kind of put a number on it. I mean, I'd be happy to, if you wanted to call my office one day during the week, to get some more information from you about these things and have my research staff do a little digging, and then I can certainly get back to you as far as what type of value they may have and whether or not, if you're interested in selling them, that we'd be a good fit for our auction for you.
Let me ask you about Red Grange's signature. How's that?
Red Grange's signature? They're a couple hundred dollars. He signed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I have a small photo of him, a real neat photo where he's on the bench and he looks like he's just ready to just run out on the field. I really like it, actually. Yeah. And I think it was 75 to 100. Bill from the Ville, Naperville's on the line. What do you have there, Bill?
Well, I actually told you through this year I have one thing, but I have two if I can.
Sure.
Both things I'm holding on to, but I'm just curious of the value. One is a pin flag that I got at a celebrity golf tournament, a Tom Dreesen celebrity golf tournament. It's signed by about 30 athletes and comedians, including Smokey Robinson, Carlton Fisk, Mike Schmidt, trying to think, Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, you are.
That's an interesting.
That is a cool group. Now, what do you think of a pin flag, Bill Huggins, with that group, sports and pop culture all mixed together on one pin flag? Do you think that's a good item?
The gentleman who got it signed is probably never going to be worth more to anybody than him.
Right.
Because of he was there at that moment in time and got those signed. It's hard to transfer that with the ownership of the item.
Right.
But, you know, you could add up the value of the signatures and stuff like that. That would give you some idea of the value of the item. It certainly could be several hundred dollars or more depending on who's on it, but I just think that a lot of those things where people go around and get a program signed or a pin flag signed or even a baseball signed by just random people, not without a theme to it, it's more to them worth something because they can tell you the story about how they got each one of these.
Yeah, right. What, do you have another item, Bill?
Well, the other thing is my grandfather, who passed away 7 years ago, was an artist, and when he was around 14 years old, so in about like the late 30s, he entered a contest and painted a oil painting, and the painting was entered into this nationwide contest, and he ended up winning first place and got a certificate, and it was signed by Norman Rockwell as one of the judges.
Oh, wow, that is nice. Cool. Norman Rockwell, really?
Yeah, so I thought, it has Norman Rockwell and a couple of the other judges' names, which I'm not sure what their names are right now, and I don't know if they're of anybody of importance, but it does have Rockwell on there, so I thought that was kind of good.
If you can send a picture of that sometime, Bill, and you want me to put it on Twitter, I'll put that on Twitter. That sounds like a really cool item. Now, is that another type thing that's more valuable to the family, or is that because Rockwell signed it too? What do you think, Bill?
Well, I think that's a little better item, I think, because it relates to just one specific thing, the contest of which Norman Rockwell was a judge and all that, rather than the Brady Bunch and Mike Schmidt on the pin flag.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds really cool.
Well, thank,
I'd really like to see that, too. So would that be a Huggins and Scott auction item, or you think if
oh,
he was...
Oh, sure.
Oh, you absolutely would do that. Okay. Yeah, that's neat, Bill. Here's one from Twitter. Padrac, P-A-D-R-A-C, has a hockey stick signed by Bobby Hull, Stan Mikita, Glenn Hall, and Pierre Palat from 61, and Taves, Kane, Sharp, and Keith. Now, that's a great... I think that's an item you'd have to sell in Chicago if you were going to sell it. Boy, I would think if depending on how it looks, that's got to be, I don't know, I'm thinking if I had that at T-Cron, I'd probably ask around $300 for it and see how we did with it. Tony from Bloomingdale's on the line. What do you have there, Tony?
Hey, great show, guys.
Thanks.
I have a Mickey Mantle autographed Cooperstown jersey. It's framed, non-glare glass, and it's signed his name, Mickey Mantle, number 7, and the years he played with the Yankees. And it's PSA DNA.
Oh, PSA DNA. I thought that was an Upper Deck authenticated item.
No.
Okay.
PSA.
What do you think of that one, Bill?
Well, that's certainly, a jersey that we have sold many different times. Mantle jerseys can bring, depending on the strength of the signature and all that, they're $2,500 to $3,500.
Oh, great!
Very nice.
If you're ever interested in selling that, give me a call. I'll be happy to.
Now, how do you work it with a big framed item like that? Yeah. How do you get that to Huggins and so you guys can auction it, Bill? Would you wait until one of your trucks was in the area and have it?
I would get Tony to take it out of the frame.
Oh, would you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It can't sell the frames. Nobody pays money for frames, and it has nothing but bad possibilities that could happen.
In the shipping part of it.
Frames are meant to be taken from the frame store in the backseat of your car and hung on your wall.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's hard to get them across country, that's for sure.
No.
Okay, that's a neat item, though, Tony.
Yeah, the other item I have, I've got a Walter Payton again. Framed. I think it was Steiner where they got the little card, them signing it.
Yeah.
And it signed Walter Payton, Sweetness, and the yards he gained, 16,000.
Yeah,
I had a bunch
of those at one time. I think those are still around $2,000 for those jerseys. I haven't looked at them recently. They started out at like $600 to $800, and the last I looked at them, they were going for about $2,000. So you'd have a couple nice jerseys out of the frames for a Huggins auction there, Tony.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Great show.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice. Wow, those are good jerseys. Nick from Downers Grove has been waiting. What do you have there, Nick?
Yeah, I have a Red Grange autographed photograph the day he retired, sitting on a bench with a jersey.
Okay, yeah, we were talking about that earlier, an 8x10 or whatever. That's probably about 100, maybe 150, depending on how it looks. He was a willing signer, great Hall of Famer. When you look at the picture of him, I used to have a picture of him on the wall at T-Crown. He wasn't a very big guy. He must have really been slippery, quick and slippery at the time, because he really wasn't that big. Now, the Huggins and Scott auction is coming up July 28th to August 7th, and it looks like it's going to be a big one with lots of neat stuff. Here's a Lefty Gomez 1941 Yankees game-worn home jersey. You guys have some nice game-worn stuff in that auction, Bill.
Yeah, no, that's a fairly tough jersey, especially Yankees jerseys go for really good money. That one, I don't really have a clue as to where that's going to go.
Yeah, that which usually when you don't, that they usually can go pretty high. And here's something. When I saw it, I thought, oh, boy, I've never seen one of these. And then it turns out it's the only one graded by PSA or SGC. It's a 1908-09 Rose Company postcard of Walter Johnson with an SGC 45 grade, which is 3.5. That's the only – where did that come from?
That was a gentleman in Northern Virginia had that, and he's had it for 25, 30 years there. There was rumors about this postcard. Nobody has really ever seen one. None of the grading companies have ever graded one. This is the first one that anybody's ever graded. So I think there's going to be quite a bit of interest in that as far as people who need that for their set.
That could go crazy. There's some stuff here. This is really going to be fun to follow along on some of this stuff. to see what it does go for. I actually have a couple neat items on my T-Crown Tom eBay seller ID. I ended up putting a couple items up for sale that I was keeping in my collection. I put on a, you can go to tcrowntom.com and see this stuff also, but this ends today, a George Mikan 1996 Top Stars autographed card, and he signed it on a 1948 Bowman reprint card, you know, that was in the 1996 Top Stars. Really neat looking card. I guess when he went to DePaul, I'm not sure where he went to high school, but he was pretty rough, and Ray Meyer worked with him and really turned him into, well, he ended up being really the first big center in the NBA and a Hall of Famer.
So. Ray Meyer's rookie year head coach at DePaul as 28-year-old, he had George Mikan as a freshman that year.
Oh, so really? I didn't even know that was it. They were both rookies together, huh?
He made him take dance lessons to work on his footwork.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. I knew I had heard that Ray Meyer did a really good job with him and getting him his coordination going there. So that's at tcrowntom.com and my eBay ID, tcrowntom. Jason from Oak Forest is on the line. What do you have there, Jason? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
My aunt's got a football signed by the Super Bowl I champions and Coach Lombardi. I'm not sure if all the coaching staff signed it or not.
Ooh, Super Bowl I champ Packers, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, how good a shape is that?
You can still make out the signatures. I mean, obviously, they faded over time.
So you can tell who they all are, and Lombardi is on it.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's on a football, yeah.
How many total signatures?
I couldn't tell you. She showed me it and said it was the entire team and Lombardi.
Okay, now if they're all authentic in that secretarial bill, and it sounds like they're faded a bit, is the air still in the ball?
No, it's not.
Okay,
actually,
so it's
deflated a bit.
Yeah, so it's deflated. What do you think, Bill?
Yikes, it sounded good to start with.
Yeah, it faded a little there towards the end. It's still a good item.
I mean, Jason, we've sold those balls. The ones that really get several thousand dollars or more are the ones where the signatures are still kind of readable and the ball inflates. The ball that doesn't inflate is kind of a lesser attractive display item, which is what you have as a display item. And when they don't display that nice, guys have a tendency not to pay as much for them. I mean, it's still probably a $500 to $1,000 ball on its worst day, but had it inflated, had the signatures be stronger, it could be several thousand dollars.
Yeah, so it would still be an auction item, and then you kind of have to just see, you know, maybe there'd be a couple of guys that want to bid on it who couldn't afford the high end and are trying to pick that up. So I would think that'd have a good shot at breaking a grand still, and you know, depending on just how poor it looks. If you can send a picture, you know, that would help.
Should I ask her to inflate it, to try to inflate it?
You know, I've had people ask that. I don't know any way that you can actually do that where it stays inflated. Do you, Bill? I've heard of people trying to blow themselves up in the garage trying to do it. But
there is that stuff that they use to inflate tires.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of it hardens, but you have to be very careful as to how much of that stuff you put into the football because it grows, and if you kind of fill the football up too much and then it grows, you'll bust the seams on it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So I guess at least you know you have something of value if you explode your ball, Jason. Then you wouldn't be real happy.
Well, it is a Packers, so I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like when they blew up the Bartman ball. Okay, thanks for the call, Jason. All right, the Huggins and Scott auction from July 28th to August 7th, HugginsandScott.com. There's lots of items up there already. Now, here's an interesting item, a 1970 Colts Super Bowl V ring from GM Don Klosterman. I would imagine any ring like that, that's going to go for some bucks, even not from a player. If it's from the GM, that's almost as good as a player.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be interesting, and check out at HugginsandScott.com. The auction runs from July 28th to August 7th. You'll be happy you checked it out. Okay, it's time to do the drawing. Vince Clemente from ERC Delivery, the winner of the 2014 Panini Prestige Football Box.
The winner is Bill from Naperville.
Bill from the Ville wins the Panini Prestige football box.
Close to home. So yeah. Email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
And Vince will deliver free of charge anywhere in the Chicagoland area. So that's good to know. Now, everybody, check out tcrowntom.com. I've got some good items on eBay ending today. And don't forget to check out Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com, for all their previews. And they'll be adding them on. You're still adding them on. People can get stuff in the next couple of weeks into that auction, correct, Bill?
Yeah, probably till the end of next week we're going to be still adding internet-only items.
And with them on display at the National, it's going to be a great auction. So thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. We're on every Sunday, 7 to 8. See you next week. Have a great one.